Hey everybody, it's Thursday, June 28th, 2018, and you are tuned into the Be Very Clear podcast. This is Paula Campbell. Thank you so much for tuning in. This week, our topic is, what is love? Isn't it ironic? This is the last week that we'll talk about new love and relationships, my thoughts, my experiences, and just overall fact and opinion about it. I read a post last week and it said, love is too ironic, meaning love is also ironic. It continued to say, it takes sadness to know what happiness is, noise to appreciate silence, and absence to value presence. That post brought me to a very personal space, remembering the times I knew that my desired someone would somehow bring me much more sadness than joy. Peace was the lesser of an option because that someone would create havoc with his ridiculousness and indiscretions, and even worse, further wound me by trying to make me think it was all in my head. That I was creating issues where there were none, and the majority of our conflict was somehow created by my made-up insecurities, and that those insecurities were creating a huge issue that was beginning to drive an unmendable wedge between us and ruin what he said was real love, ruin what I wanted to be real love. The very thing that I thought was love was simply make pretend. My presence nor my absence made a difference. So like most brokenhearted individuals, I cried myself to sleep every night. I cried while I was awake. Anything that reminded me of that individual upset me to the point where it affected my entire day. Sometimes days and weeks, I was bitter. And even while knowing I deserved better, I held on to the hope that things would somehow take a turn for the better. The magic that me and that special someone shared, yes, he's still special, just not for me. The magic that we shared would once again whisk me away. It would cover me in love and heal the scars that both he and I created in such a short period of time. That magic would make us remember us and somehow restore us. I think a lot of people, mostly women, have this disillusioned way of creating something to be what they want it to be, how they want someone to be, how they expect things to change without the other person's consent or knowledge. And they lead themselves down a road of disappointments and hysterics because they simply refuse to accept reality. And not just accept reality, but respect it. The unfortunate part about accepting and respecting reality when we have a hurt heart is that we tend to see and focus only on the negatives, the things that pain us. Rarely do we think about how a split, even from a person we thought we would spend the rest of our lives with, benefit us. Be very clear. It does work in your benefit eventually. We forget all about the weight that we gain, the inability to focus on our work and goals, the horrible things we begin to think about ourselves because someone who obviously has their own issues somehow made it normal for you to unlove yourself. But you don't always remember that right away. Before this cloud of darkness created this almost instant overcast over your life, you woke up every day refreshed, making plans, moving forward, bright. You made the best out of your life. Ladies and gentlemen, when do we realize that in some relationships, we are no longer living? We are merely existing, flat even. The other person has no desire to add to you, or maybe they've discredited all that you add or have added to them. They devalue you. What do you do? I wrote a song a few years ago titled, What is Love? The very beginning of the first verse asks, what is love if you never knew pain? And why do they say love never fails, but somehow there's always an ending? Everybody's saying that love is the only thing that matters, but is that the truth? If so, why is love always the first thing that shatters? When I gave of me, you weren't ready. You hurt me because you didn't believe in love or believe in us. But I would have done anything for you to see how much that I believed, really believed in love. I believed in us, and I still believe in love. Here's the point, beautiful people. Love just is. You cannot give up on the possibility of it unless you are choosing to give up on yourself. In new love and relationships, or even experienced love and relationships, a breakup, serious turmoil, or something as simple as a momentary emotional shift can cause us to disengage so much from the possibility of love that we disconnect from ourselves. We separate from our own person because we have completely erased any memory of ourselves before the existence of our chosen person. Newsflash, just because you chose them does not mean that they have chosen you. And the harsh reality is, they don't have to choose you, ever. And even worse, they may have chosen you at one point and then changed their mind. That shit hurts as I'm saying it. But nobody, not even your closest friends and family, want to tell us that the most honest truth about the ups and downs and ins and outs of heartbreak, because it hurts. And they don't want to see you hurt. And they don't want to push you any further over the edge. But the truth about love, not heartbreak, but love is, it is blissful. It is magical. It is godly. It is irreversible. One of my favorite Bible scriptures, not to be all biblical and holy, but is Galatians 5:22-23. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. In short, it's saying there's nothing illegal about performing the act or holding fast to love. What's not written out in plain instruction is that all of these qualities start within. If the love is properly placed and distributed to and from the proper places inside, there is no way to outwardly express it wrong. We expect results and for people to pour back into us. But love expects to give. Receiving is an added benefit that we may or may not experience in the time or from the people we would like to have it from. 1 Corinthians 13:13, Peter said, and now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. People, God is love. You were made in His likeness, so you too are love. Still, I myself sometimes am confused and in search of the answer to the question, what is love? And even after the enlightenment of my own words in this segment, I am not certain if I know. But I can tell you that I do believe. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is the last segment on new love and relationships. I hope you guys have taken something from my advice or my experiences, anything that I've said, and applied it to your life, and it actually worked. I've said this in the very beginning. I don't claim to be an expert. I just know a few things about the heart and the spirit and the mind and people. And a lot of times we look into books to tell us which way to go, and we look at the signs and this person belongs here and there. But honestly, love doesn't see that. It sees your spirit. It believes your spirit. It understands its flaws and is willing to push forth. Make sure you guys leave your questions, comments, topic ideas. We're going into July, so the first week in July. Let's make it great. Until next week, I'm Paula Campbell. Make sure you follow me on social media. It's Paula Campbell everything. PaulaCampbell. I hope that you've enjoyed it, and I will talk to you soon. Mwah!